Well, Graham, the pressure's off now. You're county champions again.
Yeah.
You had a tough job today. You had to keep Mini quiet, and you did a fair job on it.
Look, Mini's a... First of all, it's great to get the win. Mini's a fantastic footballer. I don't know how many times we played against him over the years in the football. We played against him in soccer. He's just a fantastic sports person and just really good athlete as well. You know, he's nimble. He can go right, left. So, look, that was my job today, and I just tried to do it as best I could, and luckily it turned out well. It was even up the field a few times. So
yeah, I noticed that in the second half you galloped out of it. You have an awful thing to get up the field.
Yeah, look,
you're like a good racehorse. You can't be held back.
I'd love to be playing out around wing back or something, because get on more ball. But sure, look, just happy to be wherever we're playing, and it's great to be out there, and it's great to go over the line today and get to win them. Absolutely late. So
is it a bonus to be playing week in, week out?
Yeah, absolutely. Just I think. I feel ourselves we improve week on week because of we're training. You know, even the training's not even that difficult. You're kind of tweaking things and you're improving your shooting, your, you know, the forward kind of work you want to do, the off the ball running. So the week in, week out definitely in football helps. And same with hurling. Probably hurling suits better because you need the touch and all, but absolutely. So hopefully that's the way it keeps going down the line. So.
And is it a benefit that you won so much in underage together, that you're used to county finals and you recently won hurling and you've won football in 2018? That's surely a bit of a bonus when you go into an important match like this.
Absolutely. I think you kind of know how to deal with the day. You know, you're waiting around all day till 2:15 today, and you work out what your routine it is before the finals. Look, underage, we were all the way up. We were in county finals from under-10s right through to 18s, and we were always playing the Starlights or somebody. And, you know, a lot of that kind of group of, I think we're 95, like you're looking at Liam Ryan, Kevin Foley, all that age group, really good players, hurling and football. So, like, we were testing ourselves regularly at underage, and coming into senior is great. But, look, we don't win senior championships just based on, like, the last 6 weeks. It's since we were that age at under-10, and it's the work of underage coaches. My father, namely, would be one. Lord of mercy on him.
Yeah.
Benny McCabe was being there.
So he's looking down today, your dad.
Ah, sure, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
But like, so Benny McCabe, Tom Tynan, Shawnee Murphy, you know, Garrett Dunn, lads like, I'm sure, Eddie Doyle, John Nolan, there's lads like that have been all stuck there right from the very beginning since we were underage chaps. And, like, that's why we're winning today and 3 years ago. And, you know,
as long as the hard workers put in then.
Yeah, and you develop all the skills at that age. Even, as I said, you just know how to deal with the pressure and the big day and not get too worked up about it, but enjoy it. So that's what it was about. And I tell you, I'm absolutely delighted.
Yeah, I'm delighted for you. Well done, Graham.
Thanks very much.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much. Take care.